I stayed in my cabin as much as possible during the trip to Sanction. The crew made me nervous. It's not that I really feared them. There was no obvious reason for that. They simply made me nervous. They were scared, for one thing. Mutineers, after all, every one of them. No way to ever go home again. No future to speak of in the conventional sense, and totally dependent on Borglen. And I got the definite impression that he hadn't let most of them in on his plans. As the days became weeks, and on, the eagerness to know began to get to them. What they did, of course, was to compete in their efforts to appear unconcerned. Gruff voices, too loud laughter, elaborate guises of disinterest, all eventually gave way to collective jeering at anyone showing the slightest trace of uneasiness. And then the jeering became rougher, and the frustration now had an outlet, aggressive peer judgment. They were getting ugly. So I stayed in my cabin all the time, except at meals. When I ate, I sat at the far end of the mess and appeared deaf to the too boisterous horseplay and the accompanying sounds of battered bodies smacking face down onto the bulkheads. No matter what, I never took sides, never hinted awareness, even when the Amazon drive tech bounced the little third-class sparks across the table and into the chair beside me. It had to happen, though, eventually. I had known it would. I guess I had hoped Borglen had put me off limits. At last, somebody just had to know who the stranger was.
"Who are you, anyway?"
It was the Amazon. She was sitting at the far side of the mess, quaffing down the daily liquor supply with her cronies, and generally showing how untouched she was by the grimness of a bad situation which could only get worse. I ignored her.
"Hey, you, at the end there! I'm talking to you!"
What I wanted to do was slide the plate into the chute right then and just walk out, but there was too much left to make it seem natural, and to appear to be running, that would have been asking for it. So I was stuck, nothing to do but play it out, slow, stalling all the way. I ignored her again. She stood up then, after a little mumbled urging from her mates, and came over to take it up personal. She sat down on the table less than an arm's length from my food.
"I'm talking to you."
I looked up at her. Drive techs have to be big. During combat fire control procedures, they have to be able to lift whole modular assemblies out of the grid and replace them the same way, all within seconds. This one was about a head taller than me, weighing probably a third again more. I counted that, and I counted her mood, and I counted the strong possibility that she would feel like she had to show off a little with the others watching. I even counted her looks. It came up all bad. I continued to meet her gaze with a blank look.
"Who are you?"
she wanted to know. I appeared to think about it, said, "Nobody," and went back to eating.